So let us know, Pearly.
We have Mabel Lidwaba in studio. She's an owner of makeup brand Havila Beauty. It's been around for 10 years and it's been growing from strength to strength. Mabel, welcome to Lunch with Thomas and Pearl. How are you?
Hi, I'm good and you, Pearl.
Wonderful, thank you. Beauty has always been a big thing in your life.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Take us through the journey.
Well, I tell you, I remember when I was just waking in my bedroom from my parents' house and remembering as well, my teachers even being my clients and even like the girls at school being our clients. So that made me a little bit famous, like, you know.
Then you would do their hair.
I would do their hair.
Yes.
So I was a famous girl at school.
Yes.
But funny, what I love about that, and I always say that, it kept me out of mischief.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, Friday, I don't know anyone who's my age group, but you know, Friday, it was like, but I had gigging.
Yeah.
You know, we call them geeks.
Yes.
Well, it's a current word now, but I think you're my age group.
Party.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so Fridays, I'm home. I remember a lot on Sundays because I know Sunday was the day, you know. I would be at home and just preparing the girls, you know, to go and do their things. And by the time I'm done, I'm finished and I go to bed. So I didn't really have time to go and, you know, be mischievous
so
and be
working. And
I
money.
Was working, yes, and making money. So, and you know, and you know, now that I'm jumping, people will say that, who was your inspiration? My mom, she was an entrepreneur as well.
Yes.
You know, she used to sell Malali Mautuan.
Yes.
I love telling these kind of stories. Mm-hmm. I learned there. I saw perseverance there.
Yes.
We used to even push the wheelbarrow for her.
Yes.
Me and my brother would be ashamed of it and say, oh my goodness, no, I don't want our friends to see us and all that. But you know what? I also just saw that I have to also involve my children as well in the business.
Ah.
So yeah, so that's where we started. And it has just always been there. Life, work, where do you get your money? People have your money.
Yes.
Your market is the people that are around you.
Yes.
And it depends on where you make sure that the money revolves and it comes to you. And that's where trade is. And that's what training is all about.
Yeah. And then you decided you're going to study cosmetology because of your love for beauty.
Yes. And you know, I would say cosmetology, but Pearl, let me put it like this. I went to a technical college. Okay. By then, cosmetology would find it in, you know, the Pretoria Technicons. I went to a technical college and we couldn't afford a technicon, but that's what we could afford. And I did a 2-year course. By then, I'm giving my age away here. We're talking more than 20 years ago.
Yes.
And the only famous thing in beauty during our time, it was only hair.
Mm.
And relaxing and doing perms.
Yes.
That was the only thing that you'd be good at. And not what we call beauty these days. So I did beauty by then. They only taught us manicure. That's all that we knew. And we did basic like facials.
Yeah.
And nothing much. You know, beauty evolves. I don't know what is going to be done in 20 years' time or 10 years' time. But then because of I stayed in the space of beauty, all I knew is that, you know what? I want to do something. I want to be something when I grow up.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. After the technical I did, I worked for Edgar Dale Group and I moved within the ranks within there. I remember they had a salon. I used to do Caucasian hair as well.
Yeah.
They were doing Caucasian hair. They had salons nationwide and I used to be that black girl that could do white people's hair.
Yeah.
You know, so that set me, you know, apart as well. And I remember I was their artistic director where I was teaching white hairstylists how to do black hair. So that was interesting as well. So, you know, they gave me such a beautiful title. Also, I was an artistic director. Woo! But anyway, you know what? We love titles and they boost our egos and all that.
Yes.
But that was just, you know, a way of just growing up and making sure that you learn. You need to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
When I tell people that I worked in salons, I know what, you know, an apprentice is. I was an apprentice. There was a time where I would sweep hair and all those kind of things. So for you to be a master of anything, you really have to start from the ground.
True.
And you really have to work, really get your hair, your hands dirty. And when we started our business, because I always love sales and my last formal job, I was working for a direct selling company. And within the 5 years that I spent for that company, I was top five in terms of national sales. Okay. For me, after 5 years, I said, oh my goodness, okay, if I don't come out of here, the system is going to kick me out because of, you know, you're only good as your last sales, you know, and the young girls now are coming, they're coming with new concepts and all those kind of things. So I saw myself doing very well, being a bestseller. And I said, you know, if I don't come out very fast, I'm going to grow old here and the system will just kick me out. Mm. And I started, I said, okay, I have to do something for myself. And how Havila started, I just did an eyelash bar because I loved individual lashes by then. And I thought maybe it would be a good business concept. And I always tell people, I say, you know what, you can have a business plan, but business plans evolves.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be stuck on your business plan on the black and white paper. Because you can be stuck there and not be pliable to what the market is saying and what the market wants and be stuck to what you, the plan that you have and that you've put down. And by then, I didn't know that I was going to end up here. But what I knew is that I wanted to do something. I want to be big, but you know, you want to leave a legacy. Your passion, because of you are what you, your skill. I always say God will give you a skill and you will serve him with your skill and you will serve the people around you with that skill. And that's just what happened throughout my life. And like I said that, you know, through direct selling, I mastered that art. And when we started Havila Beauty, that's the route that I knew that we're going to have to take because money has to be channeled properly. I worked in the retail space. I saw that, okay, there are retailers and there is the end user and there is the supplier or the manufacturer. And there's a big chunk of money that goes in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I had that experience in direct selling with this company, I thought, okay, I saw myself empowering young women. Not even young women, boom mama, you know? Because where I stay, I mean, I'm from the Vaal. I would go to Orange Farm. I'll go to all those areas, teaching the women because of how to sell and how to make money from what they're selling and how to, by then they had to sell online and all those kind of, and how to, you know, set goals and targets and know that, you know what, even if it's direct selling, even if it's not it's formal employment, but I can put a market, a target and say, I want to earn 3,000 rands a month, you know? So I saw myself changing women's lives just from that selling, you know, from a book and having to set targets for themselves. I mean, I helped them how to set those targets. I helped them how to run a business professionally.
You empowered them.
And I empowered them. I taught them how to use a computer. I mean, even when I meet them now, they say, wow, you're Mabel. Oh my goodness. You know, if it wasn't you, I wouldn't be here and all that and all that. And now, to cut the long story short, when we had our products, our first retail product, S. Havila, that we had in our hands 10 years ago, that was our foundation and our setting powder.
Yes.
And I knew that this is how we're going to sell this product, through direct selling and through other business opportunities, you know, which are now even prevalent here in South Africa, not even around the world, that there are different business models on getting a product to the end user. So those are things that I started. This is the way that I will adopt, because when we talk about empowerment, that's where you make sure that people have money in their hands and where you make sure that people have control of their earning ability. You know, you can tell yourself that this is how much I want to earn, where you don't put a ceiling over anyone. And this is what I learned. I saw myself doing it. I remember when I started for this company, I was earning less than 2,000, I will say. But when I left that company, I was earning more than 20K.
Yeah.
More than 20K. So I saw that ability of a person, they can, if they have a product that works and you are giving a solution to the market, then the sky is the limit.
Well, let me just say, that was nice having a chat with Mabel. That's the interview done. Thank you for coming. You've told us everything we need in one. I'm joking. Tell me the name, Havila. Is it not Hebrew?
It is Hebrew.
Okay, you chose it, huh?
Well, our business is all centered around the word of God. I fear the Lord, and the Lord just handed over to me. At times you just cry to the Lord, this is what I want, Lord. And out of everything that he has done for me, I'm not going to talk about that. But I said, Father, I will save you through this business. And if we can change people's lives, if you can transform people's life, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it through Havila. And our slogan is a life-changing experience. That's what Havila is all about. And that is our motto. We don't want anybody to join the business and they do not, their life is not transformed. You know, it starts when you apply somebody foundation. You touch their face and you see themselves transforming. I'm talking about a lady who had dark pigmentation all their life, and they've been looking for a foundation that will cover their marks 100% just with one application. And when I found this product and I said, Lord, this is what I'm going to touch the women of South Africa with, and even the women
the
of,
rest
Africa
of Africa
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you see people's lives just been transformed, and beauty comes from the inside, you know. And where I saw the Lord just transforming my personal life from the inside, and I said, you know what? This is what we're going to do to change women's lives. Mm. And, you know, so you transform them. They see this product. You see them liberated. Mm. You know, beauty can do wonders because of a person gains confidence.
Oh, you're so passionate about your brand, Wena.
Oh, yes. I know it's my life.
But is it manufactured locally, though?
You know what? We get the raw products from Germany, and then we mix the colors here in South Africa. Mm. So the raw products, we don't get them in South Africa, unfortunately.
Why not in South Africa? Mm. Do we not have the raw products?
Which is why I am here. I know that somebody would say that it's rare. The makeup product is not flooded. Makeup product is not flooded.
Yeah.
Are there lots of makeup products out there?
Aren't
Black
there?
Owned? Black owned?
Oh, no. That's a different, totally different question. Yes.
Yes. Because of, you know.
But why don't you have the ingredients in South Africa? That's what Paul is
trying.
It's
like, okay, why can't we do BMW here in South Africa? Why? I'm sorry that I have to bring up another brand. Okay. So there are other things if you don't have. Let's not try to do something that is not there. Let's not reinvent the wheel as well. Okay. The reality
you're saying
is
the quality that you found for a product you found in Germany, and that's what you think works.
And that is a reality. Yeah. And I'm not gonna, you know, beat about the boot. But the beauty is that we had 12 colors. Okay. Mm. I mean, I remember way back, okay, before I met Havila, we would have, as a woman, you'll have 5 colors of foundation wanting to match your own color.
Yeah.
Okay. But then here I made it a point that a lady will with one foundation. She'll get her perfect color. Where when she's applying foundation, you'll never see a difference from her neck to her hair.
Mabel, hold it right there. We need to talk some more with you. Wow.
Okay.
With
Thomas and
Pearl, on How To This Afternoon, how to become an owner of a makeup brand. We have a founder and owner of Havila Beauty, Mabel Lidwaba, who is evidently very passionate about her brand, which is incredible.
Yeah.
It is so amazing. I mean, I guess that's one of the reasons why it's been around for so long. 10 years.
Yes,
to be specific,
easy,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you've come across, though, in launching and putting your brand out there?
You know, as a makeup, as a foundation that is meant for professional use, meaning that makeup artists uses our products.
Yes.
Okay. It was very difficult because if you find makeup artists that are already there, and when you come in and say, okay, can you use my products?
Yes.
And can you also sell my products? Because of that is a concept that we are also introduced and say that be a makeup artist and sell at the same time. Don't refer your customers to the retail space.
Mm.
Have a dual income.
Mm.
That's what we are teaching, which is very important. Mm. So a client will say, okay, what did you use on my face? And you say, okay, I used this or this. And then you refer them there, and then you've just lost income. So we are grooming our own makeup, self-taught makeup artists too. We are taking them into our arms, and then we endorse them, and they buy the product to use for their clients, because our foundation is waterproof, and it is SPF 30.
And the coverage is amazing.
Oh,
you had a demonstration outside the studio just now.
Yes.
The lady had pigmentation on her face, covered instantly without you having to use a lot.
Not
so
at all.
A little of your foundation goes a long way.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. And the price is also very good. So the challenge that we had was just to convince customers. But what we do is not about convincing. You can talk a lot. It's all about demonstration, which is why I loved it. And I said, you know what, Pearl, for me to tell you how good our product is, I can talk, but
I have to see it to believe
it. You have
it.
To see it. Mm. And you have to also see it on the skin, you know?
Yeah.
So, and the price is also very good. Yeah. And it also, you know, covers giving you 70 applications.
Then
so,
Mabel, how do people get your product then?
Okay. We are selling through agents, and we are also introducing business opportunities, which is very exciting. When people join our product, they're going to be making money as well. And they're going to be also making money from selling our our products. And we are going live and launching the concept. I'm not going to say lot because of we are not yet ready now. But in April, we are going live and then everyone will know how to do it. But we are selling through agents and they can go on our website. But we transfer them to our WhatsApp number to process the orders. And we diagnose you only by seeing your picture. I remember when I started, somebody said, how can you know a foundation color just from a picture? And I said, you know what? Because we understand the undertones and we have worked with the product for a long time. Send us a picture, not filtered, and a picture taken under natural light. Yeah. Then we'll be able to diagnose your color.
What's the website?
It's www.havilabeauty.com. And our number being 084-66-66-400. They'll be able to process their orders. And anyone who buys our product, they are able to get a 42% discount. Meaning, a client buys the foundation and the powder for 380, but if you are a stockist, you get it for only 230. Mm. Meaning, you make a profit of 150. So I say, which company here that in South Africa, I remember that I've done my research,
yeah,
that can give you more than 45% if you don't have to sell other special things.
Look at Mabel. Businesswoman. I wish you the best of luck, my queen. You've got a great thing here.
Yeah. Thank you.